What if the relentless pursuit of growth is actually killing your business? In a business landscape where bigger is better dominates conventional wisdom, a remarkable group of companies has discovered a counterintuitive truth. Sometimes staying small is the most powerful strategy for achieving greatness. These small giants deliberately choose to be great rather than big, rejecting the pressure to expand rapidly in favor of excellence on their own terms. Their stories reveal a profound alternative to the standard narrative of success, one that prioritizes meaning, quality, and deep relationships over market domination and endless expansion. Consider Fritz Maytak, who rescued Anchor Brewing from bankruptcy in 1965. When overwhelming demand threatened to force rapid expansion in the 1990s, he made the radical decision to limit growth rather than compromise quality. Or Gary Erickson of Clif Bar, who walked away from a $120 million acquisition offer and subsequently took on crippling debt to buy out his partner because he couldn't bear to surrender control of his company's mission and values. These entrepreneurs aren't afraid of success. They're redefining what success actually means. Growth pressure comes from multiple sources. Fritz Maytak of Anchor Steam Beer discovered a paradox. That's how many people lose their company, because they're too successful. When growth outpaces self-financing, entrepreneurs often surrender control by selling equity. Market demand creates perhaps the most seductive pressure. When customers want more of your product, it feels like entrepreneurial validation. Bill Butler never wanted a large construction company, yet customer demand drove his growth. After winning Target's Supplier of the Year award, he faced pressure to expand nationwide. Despite recommending competitors for jobs he couldn't take, sales reached $205 million by 2004, forcing him to scale back to preserve quality. Entrepreneurs also face cultural pressure equating bigger with better. Jay Goltz, a recovering entrepreneuraholic, spent 15 years chasing growth before realizing three truths. Entrepreneurial pain is often self-imposed. Mega company founders have different risk tolerances, and happiness doesn't require endless expansion. The small giants show remarkable courage in resisting these pressures, choosing only growth that preserves their unique qualities. The small giants share a profound connection to their locations. They're so intimately tied to their communities that it's difficult to imagine them elsewhere. Danny Meyer of Union Square Hospitality Group views this connection as critical, comparing it to how the Mona Lisa's impact depends on its setting. He rejected lucrative offers to open replicas of his New York restaurants in Las Vegas because those restaurants are part of their community, and the community is part of what they are. Righteous Babe Records exemplifies this community bond. Despite Buffalo being the butt of jokes, the city inspires fierce loyalty with its underdog spirit. The company maintains a small-town ethos while reaching international audiences. This connection isn't just sentimental, it's practical. Buffalo provided Righteous Babe with lower overhead, competitive costs, and access to talent. The city's scrappy outsider mentality helped Fisher build a respected music business while several major labels that once courted founder Ani DeFranco disappeared. Is your business merely extracting value from its community or creating a symbiotic relationship that enriches both? Danny Meyer's restaurants pursue enlightened hospitality, making customers feel you're genuinely on their side. After discovering why Union Square Cafe ranked third most popular despite average food and service scores, Meyer established five priorities: employees, guests, community, suppliers, and investors. This philosophy creates emotional connections beyond mere satisfaction. Small giants develop unique approaches to customer intimacy. City Storage builds personal bonds through handwritten letters, CEO meetings with prospects, annual parties, and naming warehouse aisles after clients. Their customer service training led to more compliments in 6 months than in the previous 14 years. Echo's transformation into a customer-intimate company doubled productivity to $156,000 in sales per employee by 2004, while reducing machine tool lead times from 26 to 8 weeks and cutting costs from $70,000 to $12,000. Small giants avoid purely transactional interactions, instead connecting with customers and suppliers as individuals sharing a common mission. When was the last time you felt a company with genuinely on your side? How might your business create that feeling for others? What truly sets small giants apart is their belief that employees come first, not customers. They prioritize the people who convey the company's spirit to the outside world. Michelle Howard, a 9-year Echo veteran, experienced this firsthand when the company supported her through personal crises, providing financial advances, bringing food during illness, and helping secure housing. A company's special qualities emerge only when employees feel valued and empowered. This isn't just about morale, but intimacy, where employees know the company cares about them personally through difficulties. Size significantly impacts these emotional connections. Fritz Maytag kept Anchor Brewing's workforce around 50 people, believing smaller teams foster quality and camaraderie. His management emphasized responsibility, trust, and forgiveness. Building this commitment requires hiring people motivated by more than money, maintaining strong internal communications, and articulating a higher purpose that makes work meaningful. How would your business change if you truly put employees first? Bernard Goldhirsch viewed entrepreneurs as artists using business as their medium of expression. The small giants demonstrate this artistry through balancing passion and practicality. Salima Stavola prioritizes design. My work is a joy to me, it's not work. Though profitable since 1947, she keeps her business simple to preserve creativity. Norm Brodsky finds artistry in mundane services, transforming record storage by renting space to boxes. Most small giants balance what the business does with how it operates. At Righteous Babe, this balance exists between Ani DiFranco, the music, and Scott Fisher, the business. Their purchase of an abandoned church diversified beyond records while creating an artistic venue for Buffalo. Fisher admits, "Business is my art," while DiFranco acknowledges, "I am actually a very practical business person," and he is, in his way, an artist. Their complementary strengths create harmony between business and creativity. What's the art in your business? A small giant's greatest challenge is maintaining its special qualities during ownership and leadership transitions. When University National Bank and TrustCo's founder couldn't find a suitable successor, he sold to Comerica, disappointing loyal customers despite having increased share value 500% in 12 years. REL Precision Manufacturing succeeded where others failed by using co-CEO partnerships. When the founders resigned in 2005, they had effectively transferred both leadership and ownership while preserving the company's distinctive culture. There's no universal formula for maintaining a company's special qualities through transitions. What matters most is intentionality, recognizing what makes the company special and deliberately preserving those elements while adapting to change. In a world that worships size and speed, small giants offer an alternative vision of success based on excellence, meaning, and human connection. Their stories remind us that the most important business decision isn't how fast to grow, but why to grow at all. True success means becoming extraordinary on your own terms.